Sting's a fan. John Lydon was a big fan. He was even once described as the British Bob Dylan. He is Derby's own Kevin Coyne. Do you know the name? Here's a whistle-stop tour of his life and career.
The next song is dedicated to someone I adore relentlessly. Me.
Kevin Coyne, born and raised in Derby, was a formidable blues vocalist. You could be forgiven for thinking that he's this area's best-kept secret, as he never found mainstream success. However, it's fair to say he wasn't really looking for it. His music didn't echo any of the good-time pop anthems from the 60s and 70s. Instead, with his guitar flat on his knees, he sang about mental illness, suicidal women, and the treatment of the elderly. Nevertheless, he still managed to perform across the world, as well as creating an astonishing 40 albums until his death in 2004. I'm going to attempt to tell you that story, with some help.
He could play jazz, he could play rock, he could play experimental music, folk, but it was still him. Voilà.
That's friend and superfan Pascal Regis. We'll be hearing a lot more from him shortly. Kevin was born in Derby on the 27th of January 1944, and as a teenager he attended the Joseph Wright School of Art and the Derby College of Art. With the blues drawl of Bob Dylan and the intense demeanour of Joe Cocker, he played in clubs around Derby. From 65 to 68, he worked as a psychiatric nurse in Preston, which inspired him to pen lyrics about mental health for his band, Siren. Radio 1 DJ John Peel signed them to his label Dandelion in 69. In 71, he declined an offer to replace the late Jim Morrison as the Doors frontman. Siren disbanded in 72, not before recording an ode to Derby called A Up Me Duck.
Where I come from, they're all right. They say donna, say wanna, it's in a polite. Hey, oh.
He's really one of a kind. He's a great blues singer, but the British blues singer, you know, from the working class. The lyrics are amazing. When you say Kevin Coyne, most of the people don't know him, but those who know him are very big fans.
Next, Virgin signed Kevin, releasing his best-known double album, Marjorie Razorblade, and he followed this up with three albums, collaborating with Police guitarist Andy Summers. Following a breakdown, he gave up alcohol and moved to Nuremberg in 85, where he recorded a further incredible 23 albums before his death from lung fibrosis in 2004. But he kept on singing until the end.
Well, I'm going to the house up on the hill, the place where they give you pills.
I organized a show which was his last Paris show, and he said, here I am in Paris with an oxygen pipe up my nose. And then he sang, I may be dying, but I'm all right.
It could be argued that he's been neglected by mainstream music historians. A timeless plaque made in honour of him will certainly help to put that right. But what would he make of it?
You know, he always said, you know, I could be a superstar. But he never was. But yeah, he would be very honoured to have that in Derby. He left really too early. He had a whole batch of songs and albums to make.
Yeah. So there you go. Kevin Coyne. Alex Canner reporting. A sort of a beginner's guide to Kevin Coyne and that huge body of work of his.